It's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Take a look at the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. You're probably not smiling.
No, I'm not.
No.
I'm not. I think you would be. Another 48-degree day, and some more showers are out there right now. No, so.
Yep. No, it should go to 65 to 70 today. We're hoping. all we can do is hope. It's just been beautiful from South Jersey on south, 70s and 80s. That warm front just will not get through here. But the modeling is all saying that it will slip through today for a short time before it goes back south.
Yeah, I believe it when I see it.
Yes, me too. so we'll hope for 65 to 70. More showers tonight, 50 tomorrow. 65 to 70 again with showers and a thunderstorm. And then the front goes by and any showers end tomorrow night. So I was thinking about, you said Mike wanted a real rainy Friday night.
They already canceled this. They already canceled this game for Saturday. They canceled it. So.
They did?
Yeah. So he doesn't have to worry about the rain.
It's too bad because it's probably not going to rain Friday night.
All right.
It's probably going to dry out, but that's their problem. Saturday, clouds mixed with some sun. Nice day. Told you, so you wouldn't have a problem. 70 to 75. And then Sunday, Marshall sits down and watches movies and everything because it's periods of rain with highs in the 50s.
Well, now, speaking of that.
Yes.
Because I got mad at CNN and MSNBC, so I they're banned for at least 2 months in my house.
Wow.
I wasn't watching them much anyways, but they're now banned with Fox in my house. I'm mad at them. So I watched some more movies yesterday, right? Have you ever heard of a movie called Let's Go to Prison?
No.
From 2006. I want to tell you, this movie is the damnedest movie I've ever seen in my life. It's about a guy who is raised young, and it's a dark comedy, and crime. From a young age, he started stealing, and he was thrown in and out of jail by a particular judge.
Okay.
And he finally gets out of jail the last time, and he figures he's going to go kill the judge. The judge has been putting him in jail his whole life since he was 9 years old, so he's going to go kill the judge. He finds out the judge died 2 days before. He called up the courthouse, and he found out the judge passed away 2 days before that.
Okay.
So he decides he's going to go after the judge's son. So he goes after the judge's son, sets the judge's son up, and the judge's son goes to jail. And so this guy goes back, does something wrong, so he goes into jail, so he gets in there so he can kill the judge's son. Well, a lot goes on inside the jail, okay? And I'm about halfway through this movie, I'm saying, what the hell am I doing watching this movie? This is pretty terrible. I said, but, you know, it's got some funny things in it. It's got some gory things in it. But it's, so you know what? I'm halfway into it. I got another, 45 minutes. Okay. So I watched the rest of it. And I love the ending of it. All I have to do is if I get one scene out of a movie that makes me happy.
Right.
I'm happy. Especially, when I rent it for like $4.95 or $3.95 from Amazon.
Right.
And the very end of this movie, okay, the very end, the last 18 minutes were really, really good. and I laughed the way they finished the movie off. So it made the hour and 40-some minutes worth it. So then this morning I go look it up, Let's Go to Prison. It was made in 2006. It actually received 6 stars out of 10 from over 22,000 people that rated it.
Wow.
So the cast have you ever heard of Dax Shepard?
No.
Okay, he was in it. You've heard of Will Arnett?
Yes.
He was in it.
Okay.
Best guy in it was Chi McBride. He played a big black guy in prison who wanted to have you know what with Dax Shepard when he came in. It was such a bizarre movie. I want to tell you that if you don't have anything else to do one day, rent it, because it's such a bizarre movie either you really kick yourself for renting it, or you'll watch it. It was like I said, it ended up pleasing me, but it's got sexual contact, violence, drug material, and bad language. But it was
well, it certainly doesn't sound like one that we should do.
Oh, I think it is one you should do.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Not what you just said.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should do it. You should do it. Well, anyway, so that's what I watched that late yesterday afternoon into early evening. That was my movie watching because, like I said, I've banned CNN and MSNBC along with Fox.
Not for nothing, but with all those things that you banned, who are you going to watch for news?
I'll watch BBC America.
Oh, okay.
I'll watch
that. There's not too many left.
No, but that's what I'll watch, BBC America.
I watched the Billboard Awards last night.
How was it?
It was done very well. The opening act was phenomenal. Kelly Clarkson was great. They put a lot of creativity into it. I liked all of that. The unfortunate thing, and it's not their fault, it's my fault, I only knew about 5 of the acts. I didn't know half of those people. I never heard half of those songs. So I guess I'm not listening to the right radio stations. What could I tell you?
Well, if you're listening to my radio station, you're not going to get anything.
Right.
You're not getting anything like that. But I'm surprised you haven't asked me why I banned MSNBC and CNN.
You hadn't said anything, so I figured you didn't want to talk about it. But
they put a poll out the day after Joe Biden announced, saying that Joe Biden had a 25-point lead on the rest of the field.
Right.
Well, when you went into the poll that was taken, they only interviewed people over 50 years of age.
Are you kidding me?
That's it. And that's just a terrible way to put a poll out when you do that. And so I was so mad. I wrote them all emails. Mm-hmm. I gave them the chance to respond, and nobody responded. So I said, you don't respond? Guess what? Off you go.
Nobody responded, huh?
Nobody responded when I called them on it. Nobody.
Wow.
Because, you know, when somebody publishes a poll, you can find it now. You can go in and read it.
Right.
The only people they interviewed were over 50 years of age, and they only interviewed about 500 people. Come on.
Well, yeah, it's biased. And you know, I don't know. I know you like Bernie. I know you like Bernie. I'm not saying anything about any of the candidates, but I do feel there should be an age requirement. And I do feel that in order to become president, you know, you can't be over such an age. I think it would be in the best interest of our country. Because we all know one thing. While people in their 70s and 80s could be as bright as people in their 50s, generally speaking, you know, the whole body does slow down. And sometimes you really, really have to be, you know, snap, crackle, pop as far as being the president. So I really do think that it should be, there should be an age. I don't know what the age is, but, you know, I would say they can't be over 65. That's my thinking.
Well, Ronald Reagan would have never been elected.
Well, I mean, that's hearsay now, but I think there has to be other qualifications.
And all three leaders wouldn't be elected, and Warren would be out of the mix, and Hillary Clinton would have been out of the mix.
Right, and there should be more qualifications. You know, you should be a college graduate.
What?
And yeah,
look where it's gotten us so far.
I know. I know.
All right, we're out of time.
Good thing.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.